So there is just a few days until the vote on the abortion referendum. And as polling day approaches on Friday, there has been a surge in the number of young people registering to vote. In the northwest, in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, over 5,000 people have been added to the supplementary register. James Dourley, who is the Deputy Director of the National Youth Council, says the surge in people registering to vote is unprecedented.
We very warmly welcome the fact that so many young people have registered to vote. And obviously around the, nationally there's about 125,000, but I suppose in particular the Northwest stands out.
But as polling day approaches, how are young people in Sligo going to vote? I've been to the IT to find out.
I'm going to be voting yes, and I think a lot of students are in this day and age.
Has it grabbed the students' attention here, say, in the same way the marriage referendum did?
I think it's merely more so because it's such a personal issue, and that it's been so heavily kind of advertised here as well, and it's been really encouraged to vote whether it's yes or no here.
No, I don't know yet. I haven't decided. Well, I haven't really got time to think about it yet, so I'll decide after the exams, just trying to have exams now. So
been registered since I was 18, so it's really important to me personally, but yeah, I think you can have a your say on anything regardless of what your stance is on the referendum. You should register anyway.
No, I'm not going to vote myself. I just personally I won't, because like I can see from both points of view, so I don't want to like choose, because it's just up to everybody else.
My view on it is I'm voting for yes, because we should have a right in this country. It's our bodies. We should have a right to do what we want with it. And I think the other side of the coin of it is you're looking at rape victims, and I think they have it. They at that age, especially if it's a young girl, they're still a baby themselves, do you know? So I think it should be allowed. It should be a right. And yeah, that's my views on it.
The minute I see the sides for voting yes and for voting no, I understand that like women should have the right to what they want to do with their own bodies, but as long as it's used in the right way. I don't think abortion should be used as a form of contraceptive. But I do see in other cases where it might be the right reason for certain women. Then I see the other side of things, how it is still a life as well. So at the minute I haven't fully decided.
So the majority of students I spoke to are either voting yes or are undecided. But there are young people who will be voting no on Friday. And I've been speaking to someone who has went to great lengths to be able to do so. 21-year-old Sarah Gillespie from County Donegal is currently studying and living in Pennsylvania in America, but she has flown back especially to be able to vote on Friday.
So I'm from Babafe. I'm 21. Just last semester, I got an opportunity to go abroad on an academic scholarship to Pennsylvania, to Villanova. So I had been studying abroad there just for the semester. And then I had my flight to change. So my flight was originally booked at the end of May. But I got a change to come home for the referendum, for the upcoming referendum.
So how are you going to vote on Friday?
I'll be voting no. Personally, in my opinion anyway, I think if you... really, it's really down to whether or not you see that there is a second life present. I believe that if two heartbeats enter a clinic and only one emerges, then there would be something seriously wrong and kind of with that procedure. And it is, abortion is the only medical procedure where it is deemed a success when a heart stops beating. So I just morally completely oppose to that. I think it's a denial of the fundamental human right to life.
Do you feel you're in a minority amongst young people? I went to IT Sligo this week. I spoke to loads of young people and I could barely find one young person who told me they were going to vote no. So do you feel that you're in a minority amongst young people?
I'd say I'm in a minority of spoken out as an like people are willing to speak out again on the no side, or you know, like I'd be on the minority of that side, isn't it? And I think like a lot of people would be silently voting no. Of course, there is a large, and you see this from the polls and the Irish Times. Even there, it was just like 58% yes, 42% no. I think you know, like taking out the undecided voters. So it is split slightly in the lead. So there is, you know, like not a big gap between the voters, but there are now in young people, I think, young people are far more willing to get out and say if they're voting yes, and they're more willing to say yes. And I think that's kind of an influence of really it's social media and Twitter, Facebook. You know, you see that there is like, you know, you can say it a lot in social media, and if you see like other young people, of course, you'll may follow suit.
The polls will open at 7 o'clock on Friday morning. And while at this stage we don't know what way the vote will go, one thing that is certain is that young people will have a big say. Barry White, Ocean FM News.